I did hot yoga today. And I'm in the mirror and I'm doing it. And I did not look good, Heath. I did not look good. And it was quick too. I'd love to get
it. It happens fast. It happens really fast.
But Heath, I was like, I'm still eating good. Like, I'm not eating bad.
Are you still doing your treadmill incline?
Yeah, like three, four times a week. Am I supposed to do it every day?
Well, if you're not burning the calories, then you're having an excess of calories.
Is it the 12, 10, 30 method? So wait, you do like the incline's at 12, the speed is at 10, and you go for
it all.
So
for me, I was doing it by heart rate. So like I would keep it at a 2 mile speed and I would put the incline to where my heart rate was between a 114 and 128.
And you keep it there.
Yeah.
And keep it there. Yeah.
For 30 minutes.
An hour is really good.
For an hour. I was doing an hour every day when I was doing it
okay.
for 7 months, but now I'm down to like 3 to 4 days a week. And I'll do it for like 30 to 45 minutes instead of an hour.
Do you trust your heart rate based on like what your Apple Watch or do you
put
your hands
on the... I put it on the treadmill.
Do you keep it there the whole time?
No. Like, so okay. I'll do it probably every 7 minutes. I'll be like, okay, I'll check and I'll see where it's at. And if it's like too high, then I'll hit the incline once, like down, just to get back to the fat burning stage.
My heart rate was through the roof on flat.
I know, because you're running every day.
My resting heart rate is terrible. It is so high.
Oh, it's high when it should be at rest. What is a normal resting heart rate? Like 80 beats per minute?
Probably 80 to 100.
Oh, and what was
my resting was like 125, 130.
Oh, so just standing there, you are burning.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, it says, a normal resting heart rate 60. For adults is 60 to 100. That's still a crazy, like, that's a large margin for, like, normalcy. There's a difference of 40 beats. I think it would be, like, 10 or 20.
Yeah, me just sitting there was, like, 130.
Well, don't we all burn calories just as we're sitting there throughout the day?
Yeah.
So, Heath, you are...
I'm a hustleaholic, baby.
You are training hard every day.
I am working over here.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm getting them calories off of me.
Go back to an office 9-to-5 job, baby. You can just stand around. You do good.
If I did, though, I would have one of those seats that you like.
or sit on an exercise ball.
Yeah. And just do little.
Yeah. Or even if you had a standing desk, you'd be Mr. Olympia in like a year.
Those standing desks are so interesting.
It's great. I think every office should have a standing desk.
Oh, absolutely.
I like the idea of the standing desk with that floor treadmill.
Yeah, like a walking pad.
I want to get that just to watch TV, like watch a movie.
If I had an office, like if I ran an office like building, I had an agency or something, I would have it. No. I would have it before people come in. It's not like I look around and be like, all right, we're getting treadmills. I would have it there. And if people want to use it, it's available.
Yeah.
Why is that cancelable though?
No, it's not cancelable.
You're moving your body.
It would create an interesting workplace dynamic because I feel like people would be like,
me work on the treadmill.
Well, Donna, I haven't even seen you get on your walking pad.
I would never do that though.
Right.
But I would have it available.
You know who would? Brandy Melville.
Oh, is that like a thing?
Well, Brandy. They're the one that was like, why'd you try a one?
Brandy Melville. I think it's one size, it's one size fits all, but everything's really small.
And they don't even do sales. They don't even advertise as well.
They don't advertise or do any sales?
No. And that's just all kind of like word of mouth organically. And it's like maintained its hype.
So they want like a certain demographic of people coming in.
Absolutely. Like.
And that's why I shop at Tilly's. And that's why I shop at Walmart.
Try Sears.
Who is going into a Tilly's though and buying skateboards? I've never seen that happen.
No, you're not.
Yeah, real people are not.
Yeah. If you're buying like, or Zoomies. People who like try on a fit and go, you know what? Maybe I do need a skateboard to complete this.
It'd look pretty good if I was holding a skateboard.
Well, where would you go if you were buying a skateboard?
A true skateboard shop, I think.
But what's the difference between a skateboard shop and like a Tilly's? It's the same board, no?
Or you would go to like either like a Zoomies or maybe like Borders, which is I feel like a little
to
bit
me,
more.
To me, Zoomies and Tilly's are the same when it comes to the skateboards.
Well, Zoomies has like the whole section in the back where they'll like put the trucks on.
Yeah,
and like,
wait, no, Tilly's has that too, no?
No.
I think... Tilly's, I think, is very skate and surf. Like, and I feel like Zoomies is more skate.
I think Tilly's has the ones that are like the boards that are just sitting on like a clothing rack. They like, it's like the penny boards that are just kind of like at the end of an aisle.
When someone wants to buy, they're just like, oh, sure. It's actually not for sale. It's just like
it's just decorative.
Decorative, yeah.
Look at this Brandy Melville door.
Oh, wow. Oh my god. Okay, yeah, that is.
I thought you were kidding.
No, it's like a thing.
That is discriminatory.
That's really.
But that is like
crazy.
That's a half of a door.
Did you guys hear? Walmart is.
Oh yes.
They are starting to charge people, or they're going to come up with something to charge people. What is it? A monthly subscription to self checkout.
It's a yearly fee to be able to use their self checkout.
And I believe it's 90 bucks.
I think it was like $90. Yeah.
Well, what is that rule?
Is it because people are more inclined to steal at self checkout, so you have to pay in order to use it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like to expedite your time in the store.
No, it's because a lot of people are stealing at self checkout and they're scanning other items instead of the real item. Okay. So they'll go put stickers on like a more expensive item. They'll put a cheaper sticker on it, so it looks like they're scanning it and putting it in, but really they're scanning something that's a dollar.
I'm sorry, I just like. We need to go back where we are tackling. If I see someone stealing and I'm a worker, boom! Let's get back. I don't understand. Like, oh my god! When I worked at Forever 21, so many people stole. It was like it just became a normal thing.
Yeah,
and you just had to let it go, and you can't do anything about it. It is so.
It is a very normal thing now.
What?
It is a very like normalized thing now.
I just wish there was like. We just had spells. We're like stupefied, done. And like the person is just like frozen. And then you're there with the bag and they just like move you into the room and go, what happened? Or like a really kind of cartoony gun that's like a net that just like wraps around them. And if they fall though, there's like an airbag. Like they don't get hurt, but you are just frozen in place.
Trap door.
Hire
pull the lever.
Hire like one rancher who's really good with a lasso and just... Woo, boom.
Yeah.
And then when you get caught and it's embarrassing for the person, they gotta somehow they're just able to sue. They're able to sue the brand. It's just crazy.
Whoever gets caught, their face gets put on a billboard.
Wait, are you saying
robber?
Public shame.
Yeah, public shame.
Public shame. I'm all about that.
I say we tar and feather them.
Oh, okay. It's like the French Revolution over here.
Like maple syrup and feathers.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that mom, though, who got busted for like organizing a huge crime ring? So you know how like people will go in and steal a bunch of products from like a makeup store?
Yeah.
And you're like, where do those go? Well, this rich white mom, I think in California or maybe another state. Ashley Mack. They busted and raided her home and found there was like $300,000 worth of beauty products or products that have been stolen from
$300,000
that was in her garage. And then they organized how much though she had like,
it was a couple $1 million worth of product.
$1 million worth of product. She had this ring, this crime ring called like the California Girls.
Queen.
She would hire these people to go steal the product, send it back to her. She paid them a portion of the cut and then she would resell these products online. And this woman gets busted. Over 141 like felonies were like put out over this case. And she was the mastermind.
It's kind of like, crazy. It reminds me of that movie. I forget who I watched it with, but it's a movie about a lady who she like steals coupons from like a warehouse. And then she takes these coupons and puts on her site and sells them. So it'll be like buy one, get one free.
Mm-hmm.
But she sells them and she sells them for like
a profit.
Do you know that movie I'm talking about? I don't know if it's like based on a true story or not.
No, this sounds
but that
so
kind of reminds
familiar.
Me of that this one is obviously much worse than these stealing a bunch of coupons, but she was able to make millions off
this.
Is
it like on the dark net?
I think Kristen Bell was the main actress in the movie. Very interesting movie. It like reminded me of that.
I've been obsessed with finding coupons online.
Me too. Like, what's your strategy?
Honey.
Yeah, I was just about to say
honey
that.
Honey is great, but sometimes it doesn't like get some.
Well, that's because you're on JetBlue trying to get honey to work, and it's not going to work on an airline.
It's like buying a house.
I think this should cover it. Yeah.
What can I get out of this? Even if you're getting like $10 off a flight, I think it's like it still gets people to buy the flight.
No, but like kind of like obscure websites.
Yeah,
trying to find. I'll just like type in the website and then put like coupon code after it. And then there's like a bunch of different websites that have coupon codes, and it'll show you like last attempted and worked this morning, and then you like copy and paste it.
Sometimes it works. It really works, honey. Oof. That's like,
I thought it's rare that those sites like are like.
I just noticed a lot of sites when you go onto it and you want to buy something, they're like, you know, hey, 10% off, give us your email. Or they go, they give you the spinny wheel. And you got to like press your luck, and it's always still 10% off. Yeah. I've never won. Like it says like free shirt.
I didn't know, but you can set the like algorithm for the percentage chance. It's not actually a real.
Like you have to go into like the code source and like.
The site builder can set and weight each section of the pie. So they can put 95% of the time it lands on this slice every time it's clicked. 1% it would land on this, 1%, like...
I wonder if you could...
Oh, you can weight each section.
Hey, at least you get that percent chance, you know? You're talking about, like, the automated ones, right?
Yeah, it could be zero. It just depends on what they put it in.
I think they can... They probably have to do it through a site where it gets, like, recorded, whatever they put.
0.00000.
Yeah, refresh, it has to.
Like, refresh.
Like, remember when we were doing the happy hour giveaway? Remember that?
Yeah.
Charlie had to do a whole thing in the system where like it was like you have to do it legally, put everybody's names from the comments, and then it actually,
you have to show proof of the system of how the person's picked.
Because one person can literally go, I'm gonna sue this person because I think they're doing it. I think that on this pie they have a 0% or something like that, and then they have to look into it on that whatever site that is. And so most people, I'm sure, are like.
That makes sense. Get it. Should we run that intro?
Let's do it,
yeah,
baby.
Let's do it.
It's comedy time, baby! Woo!
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Okay, baby. Let's go. There you go.
Every episode, I change the color of my mic, and I get roasted every time.
But you did this one last time.
This time, it looks like a Tide Pod.
Oh.
It really does, though.
It is a Tide Pod.
One person was like, Zane, that looks like a Tide Pod.
Don't eat it.
Yeah, it's giving Jeff Gordon. Or was Jeff Gordon Tide? Or DuPont? Or I don't know what he was.
No, that's Matt.
I know, but I think Jeff Gordon was tied back in the day. Maybe.
I think it's so funny how they have like these specific brands that sponsor these race car drivers. Like, I don't see that in any other sport where it's like Tide.
DuPont.
Oh, it was DuPont. Yeah.
How's everybody doing today, though?
Good. Not bad. I've been having like the sniffles. My nose has been running like crazy, but I feel fine. I don't feel like I'm having allergies.
There's a little bit of something going around, I feel like, I've been noticing.
Sweating out my nose.
Friends here and there have been like not feeling good. I know Todd's got a little something.
He's got something right now?
Something. Yeah. So I've been washing my hands extra.
Yeah.
Cause I don't like getting, I don't remember the last time I was like, sick. Do you know last time I was sick? Cause I don't remember.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been pretty good. Yeah.
I feel like you get run down, but I don't remember you being like sick for like a week or anything like that.
Oh no. I think last time I was ever that sick was the time I like diarrhea'd.
Oh, mm-hmm. Here we go.
I did hot yoga for the, not what we did.
Okay.
For Azila. Heath. This was completely, completely different. I think this was real hot yoga that we did. I think what we did was very like,
very entry level.
Very entry level, like beginners level, like very easy.
It was warm yoga.
I was dying. It's a straight hour of just workouts. Like you're not sitting there and just like doing like these, but it is straight movement, abs, crunches, leg, like there, and like you don't stop. You don't. Everybody is just.
You were doing like Taibo in a sauna.
I think I would like the movement though if it was really hot versus being like. Oh, so Matt,
it was really heat. It was really hot.
Ooh.
I was dying.
These pictures are reminding me of all those new like workouts that everybody's like, white bitches will do anything but workout to try.
They got drumsticks.
It's them in like harnesses and they're just like scooting around like a room. It's like, yo, they will do anything but workout.
That's really funny.
They're on like those moon boots. Like, come on.
The little,
but it was. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. It was tough. It was. I think it was tougher than any gym day I've ever had. For sure.
Really?
Yeah. It was really. I was dying. I had to. I was the only one in the class that had to step out for like 5 minutes.
How many people in the class?
there's probably like 50 to 60.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Yeah.
All just the body heat alone will get that thing warmed up.
Yeah. Ooh, and it was stank in there. It was stank because it was so hot. Everybody's air, everyone's just breathing. And the instructor keeps saying, everybody, deep breath. And I'm sitting there like, oh, I can smell everybody. Yeah.
What was it? What kind of music were they playing in a hot yoga?
Oh, it was like, what's that song by?
Somebody call 911.
No. Off in head.
Oh, okay.
And then she would turn on the lights and it would like be like strobing lights and we'd have to go faster and faster and faster.
I thought yoga was supposed to be relaxing.
Oh, that shit was not, it was not relaxing. I was dying.
Has everyone done Pilates at least once?
Yes. Haven't done Pilates.
I have it not done it. Patricia does it all the
time. So hard. It reminds me of dance because it looks so easy.
Yeah.
It is so hard. You've done it before with the, there's different types of Pilates. There's one where it's kind of like yoga where you're on the floor with a mat, but then there's the machine.
The machine
is like it's just this big board and you're using the board, but it's on it's on weights or something.
You like hook bands into it and it'll be like a resistance thing. So you're
not
on
only
like the
are
seat.
You like doing your arms and your legs and flexibility, but you have to hold your core tight. Otherwise you're going to like rubber band and snap back and the thing's going to slide. Let me show you.
And it looks easy too. When I see it videos, does. I'm like, oh, that looks easy.
But if I would do it, but cut the cameras dead ass. Like you could not, I would do it, but do not fucking film me on that shit. It looks like you're about to be crucified. It looks like a torture device.
It gets your legs shaking.
Yes.
Look at the one in the middle, the scorpion.
I was in a class though with all those people lined up, my legs would be like, there's no way.
Yeah, that looks tough.
It's really tough and these I recommend pictures. Everybody. It does make you feel amazing because you're working everything. And it's slow paced, but you walk out like you just had the craziest pump of your life.
Wow. It's because it's the time under tension. So basically you're doing everything in super slow motion.
Yes.
And it's just engaging that muscle for so long.
There's a lot of tension for everything. Like when you're doing your arms and stuff and it's just the bands. There's no
I think that'll get you shredded.
It's right. great. For
I feel like you would look so toned.
And that's what we should be doing. Like now that we're like in our 30s mm-hmm. is that type of stuff. Yeah. Cause now it's like, it's all about
the longevity.
We missed
the bulk period.
Yeah.
now we're trying to just maintain.
Because like, so didn't you see, you know, the guy who, what's it, more plates, more dates. He's all about like walking backwards on treadmill, like getting your knees in like.
Walking backwards
on treadmills is a great way to build up like strength in your knees.
Since we've been walking forward for so long, your legs are just.
Imagine you had to do that. You have to walk backwards the amount
of
time.
Well, that probably, it's probably a, there's probably a reason why.
Because the top thing that's going to fail, like your body, the top thing that fails in your body when you do reach older age are like your knees and your hips. That's like where a lot of people like.
I'm scared of my hips because my grandpa's like hip was really bad. He had to get a whole surgery. And my mom was like, you better just start, keep your hips like good or you're going to have to, like, it's just something you have to worry about.
Pilates would be good for you.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely going to start.
It's not as strenuous as hitting the gym heavy weightlifting.
I mean, that's not good to do all the time either.
Running is really strenuous too. Yeah. So that would hurt. But Zane, you would you lay down half the time, but it's really hard.
Zane, you can work out while laying down.
I love that.
That's honestly my type of shit. That's what I like about it because I'm not a cardio person. I'm not going to get on a treadmill and run, but I can lay down and work like my legs all day.
Yeah.
It just feels so good.
I just don't like the whole squatting thing, how it's like a fucking stage and you got to get up and everyone's got to look at your fucking rear.
Because everyone's waiting for it because that's just
there's
the
only like one machine.
Yeah. All the leg machines for some reason is just, there's a line.
And I never have a buddy. I'm like by myself. So I'm always doing like a little bit of lower weight because I don't want to be like, help, help.
the one that I hate is where you're on your back and your feet are up and you are just like pushing.
Oh, a leg press?
I hate
it. If it's a machine, I love it. If it's the one where I still got to be racking the weights on. Nah, that looks like a saw device. You think it's going to be Final Destination.
It just feels like your entire, like all your joints are about to. Yeah. And I've seen nightmare videos. Like
the knees go the opposite way. It happens all the time.
I know. I see videos all the time. It's all I see on my feed now because I, you know.
It looks so wrong. Have you ever seen knees going the wrong way? It is. It
No.
It messes with your brain.
If anything ever, like, nothing, nothing triggers me, but, like, what triggers me are videos like that, because it, like, as soon as I see that happen to somebody, I'm like, oh, the next year and the next 2 years of their life is fucked. Because I remember my arm when it snapped, that was it. Like, my, it was over. Yeah. It was over. I had to just sit there with a, with a cast.
Or like people running and there's like a slow-mo video of like hyperextending your knees. Ooh. Where you like lock it out and then the body keeps going and you see the knee just...
Oh, dear.
I will say going upstairs, it feels like I'm walking upstairs with a weighted vest on now that I'm like 30. It, every time I go upstairs now, I'm like, this is heavier than it used to be.
Oh, right.
I feel like I'm like carrying somebody. It's not that like my my back hurts, my knees hurt while doing it. I just feel it takes so much energy to get my body up a step.
Well, Heath, well, now you have enough money where you can get those chairs or you...
It's just like the, sit on it and just ride it up.
Oh, my God. I can see myself getting one for sure.
And that's another one, too, about people before you get to elderly age, we stop jumping. Jumping is huge. Because you ever see like older people like try to jump and they're like, they can't even get up. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I haven't jumped in a bit.
Yeah.
I need to go outside. And just,
I want to do my best to be able to jump when I'm 60, 70, 80.
I wonder when the last time my parents jumped was.
I know. Probably a while.
Actually, you should ask your mom and dad to both jump.
I bet my mom could really funny. Not jump anything. My dad, I think, could for sure. But my,
I'm trying to picture, it's something I've never seen. Oh my gosh, that's really weird.
I can't
picture
it either. My mom, I could picture doing a jumping off buildings.
Right. Another thing is like there's an age, I think, like most people over like 35, I think it's like 95% of people will never full out sprint again in their entire life. It's like something absurd like that.
Just stiff.
It's just weird.
It's rusty and down there. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's good to have like that's why it's good to sign up for marathons. It's good to start to challenge yourself.
Just keep your body moving.
Have something you need to look forward to.
Like work towards a goal.
Like I think about my grandparents. Well, I think mainly my grandma. She just like, she didn't like, I feel like the last like 15, 20 years, she just like never moved. And I feel like that's caused her not to move more and more. And now she just like, it's just
stagnant.
She's old. She's older now, but like, I just feel like you can prevent that.
Yeah, you got to keep moving.
Stiff. Yeah.
Yeah, if you let that build up, you're just going to get more and more. Yeah.
Seeing my mom, I know she's going to move for the rest of her life. There's no way she's going to be 80 and not move and or work out or something like crazy. Like, I just know it. So I know, like, I just got to keep doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to show you guys something.
Show us.
This came up on my feed. I was laughing so hard. Because this is 100% me. So this girl is just on the plane, just is not thinking, right? Just
playing. Oh.
This girl next to her is just texting all her friends. You're 100%. Not going to believe who I'm sitting next to right now.
Did this girl eventually get kicked off?
She did. I think she did.
For that one?
She. It's not even that. I think she looked drunk.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, this reminds me of the time we were on that one flight, Heath, to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And I just was not thinking. And I'm sitting there and just...
You did it on the flight.
100%. Nobody, like none of the staff saw it.
Early or mid-flight?
It was while we're on the runway. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Any time on a plane, whether you're in the sky or on the ground, you're like, you're definitely not supposed to be. And I just was not thinking. And it went, I remember just like freaking out and like apologizing to like people around me. But like, I don't even think they heard me. They didn't see it. I was like, I think that day I was so disgusted with myself. I tossed it out.
Yeah.
Because like, how do you just like, that's what happens. You just like forget. And you're
it's just such a habit. You're just sitting there like not thinking in the moment.
Yeah. That would be a clip though, where a guy truly accidentally like does it. Cause you can tell that girl's like drunk and she's being crazy, but just being like, I am so, so sorry. You know what happens. It's a bit of an addiction and a habit.
Like, yeah. But even if someone was like very sorry about that, like I wonder if it's you do it once, you're out. Doesn't matter like how sorry you are.
I would feel like take it out of my hands. Like I would give it away.
That's a good way. Yeah,
take it out.
I'm sorry.
I just take it.
Like, do everything you can just to not get kicked off.
You get one shot to do it, and it's right in the beginning when the lights go off and you start taxiing, and then they start blasting the AC, and there's just, like, smoke all up in the roof of the plane.
Oh, that's a good
That's
time
your one shot. You better just...
You do it on the wall?
Yeah, you gotta, like, get it up the window and get it to go on
top. You get it while the humidifiers are going, that was the humidifiers. That wasn't me.
And looking at this, that's Delta, JetBlue? They don't fuck around.
On private flights, though, if you're rich and if you're like Post Malone,
you can do whatever you want.
Can you still smoke on your own private plane?
You can do whatever
that's
you want.
That's got to be such a fucking move.
I'm saying that like I have a private jet. Ooh. Oh, yeah, you do whatever you want.
Yeah, so we smoke.
But good luck trying to resell that plane. Like it used to be owned by a smoker.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think they're smoking cigarettes, but I'm sure people are vaping.
Oh, if I had a private jet.
Oh, we smoking
cigarettes.
Six. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you spent enough on it.
Yeah.
Just get like, I don't know, get like plug in walls or something that like that blow scent off and make it like.
I was thinking that too. Like if I got my own house and if I had enough money where it was a sick house where there was so much space, I totally would have a smoking room.
Yeah.
Like a cigar lounge area.
Yeah. Like you'd have a table, like a poker table. Like you have to like make it sense.
Yeah.
Like you walk in, you smell a cigarette and everything you see around you, it like brings you to like a casino.
Yeah. It's just it's allowed. You totally can. And when we resell the house, probably got to redo the walls and shit because it'll be just stained yellow. But I don't know. I saw an interesting TikTok where they talk about the relationship of millennials and cigarettes, how we're this special generation that did grow up with a time where there's still was smoking sections.
Yeah.
We had our grandparents smoke cigarettes. We were around it.
Yeah.
Now there's this generation that's growing up where hardly anywhere are they allowed to smoke cigarettes, and it's heavily a vaping generation. But we still like lean into a bit, and the people that are having the cigarettes are the millennials. And so I don't know. There's just like this where we don't mind maybe once a month you have a cigarette after drinking. I guess that's what I was just saying.
They're doing like, a good job of it being seen as like disgusting though these days. Like I feel like whenever I see a cigarette now, I'm just like, whoa, like you don't see that a lot. Vaping everywhere.
I feel like only on Instagram as a prop.
Oh yeah. That's become such
it's such a thing.
Girls are smoking cigarettes because they think it's cool and edgy. Like
like guy models. I see it all the time. Like,
yes. It's such a prop.
It has to like fit the setting. If they do like an 80s shoot or something, that makes sense.
And it's so funny because you would never do that. Imagine Zane doing a photo shoot and he's got his flume. You'd be like, what is that?
I was watching this show called The Gentleman on Netflix, and there's a character, he just has a vape in his hand at all times. He's just smoking in the scene. And I thought it was crazy that they just, instead of a cigarette, it was in London too. Like he just had this green vape, and it like they didn't need to have that vape in his hand.
Right,
but it was just there, and I thought it was really interesting.
It's gonna be so funny in the future. We're gonna be looking back on shows during this time, like Mad Men. Everyone in the 60s are having cigarettes. Yeah, really. It's gonna be these shows, but they're gonna be like putting vapes in everyone's hand and trying to glamorize it.
Matt, remember that show with Kate Winslet on HBO?
Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah. It was every minute she's talking it like a detective. I was like,
sound director had the snap, crackle, and pop to the max.
Like it was like, obviously audioed in, like every vape that she took. Just funny.
But at least they were accurate with it.
Yeah. They were very accurate with it. Yeah.
But I wonder, they like say like there's lobbyists who try to pay studios to get them to put cigarettes in movies as a way of getting people to buy cigarettes. I wonder, that has to be going on right now.
What are the vaping sales
companies
right now
that are like,
yeah,
show the vapes more often, get people vaping.
Crazy. But I wanted to talk about this other situation that happened on a plane or at the airport. There was this kid, his name is like Adeva something. He's a brown kid.
You can say
Arab,
that.
Arab, Pakistani, one of those.
Imagine us
just dropping that.
He's walking through the airport and he posts like a Snapchat saying, "On my way to blow up the plane." Put parentheses. I'm in the Taliban. Obviously, obviously, like, but it was a joke from Middle Eastern, and then he gets on the plane. And I mean, obviously whatever's going to happen to him is going to happen to him. But like this is on Snapchat. And I think this may have been a message to somebody else.
Okay.
Right. On Snapchat.
Not like a public snap.
I don't think so. And if even if it was public, I don't think a lot of people saw. He wasn't like an influencer or something. He was just a random dude. And obviously...
the quotes, blow this shit up.
And obviously, intelligence catches this, and they land the plane, and then they arrest him.
How did they get that information?
So the whole conversation is Snapchat is supposed to be encrypted, where it's not supposed to be, you're not supposed to be able to see somebody's like Snapchat messages. How were they able to get it so quick?
And identify him on the plane at the moment, which plane, get the message out.
It makes me think of how easy accessible just everything you just push through. So I'm guessing there's a system where they red flag, like they could probably pin like someone's phone at an airport. And if there's any words of like blow up or anything like that, it has to probably go straight through the system.
Definitely.
Right? That's like but what technology is that?
It is crazy how some things get quickly handled and some things they just take their time. Clearly you're able to take care of it right away.
Yeah.
There was the other day on the Citizens app, it blew up so fast before school starts at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Right before school started, I guess this kid posted on his Instagram story. It was an anonymous Instagram, but he posted on the story, that he was going to shoot up the school.
Mm-hmm. It's the school right next to our house.
Yeah. It's
like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. So that school was on lockdowns. There was like helicopters everywhere, whatever. So that he would have posted like 7 a.m. that got taken care of. The kids got pulled out of school, whatever. And then once there was security covering the grounds, he posted again and said like, okay, tomorrow. Nothing happened, but he just kept
followed back up.
Yeah, he followed up, and he, of course, I had to go to the page, and I looked at the page. And
wait, when did this happen?
A few days ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
in the world,
at least they're catching these things quicker.
They caught it quick. Yeah, really quick.
It seems like they're more on it.
Yeah. And I'm sure whatever system that kid was able to get caught with through Snapchat, I'm sure it's on every social media platform now, where they're just like, look, it might be kind of messed up that we're able to see everybody's message whenever we want, but like this, it's better that we do this than just let things slip.
Right.
And oh, they arrested him.
They did catch him.
Oh, there
they
you go.
Caught him, yeah.
What were your drills? Did you guys practice drills at your high school, middle school, growing up? If there was an intruder in the building,
yeah, I think
how
we
you
had,
guys
like,
would
fire drills. I don't think we had ever any school.
I remember we used to, for the fire drills, we had to take our clothes off.
No,
and
what?
Then we'd have to go.
You're joking.
He's kidding. We had to.
We would take our clothes off and we would go all into the closet.
He's kidding.
Was there ever a code announcement that they would say over the speaker, or would they be like code red lockdown?
Yeah.
We would go, and they did this in middle school. They go, Annette Griffin is in the building, which is the name of our superintendent. And if we heard that, that meant we had to get under lockdown, which is funny because Annette Griffin ended up being an alcoholic and got a DUI.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
But we used her as a code name.
Yeah, interesting.
And yeah, we just used colors.
In sixth grade, dude, my classes that I had in sixth grade didn't even have doors on them.
Really?
So we had to get in the corner and just hope for the best.
Wait, there was no doors where...
There was in A Hall at my middle school, man. They had... I don't know if this was... They realized they could build the pods in some classrooms into an additional classroom, and they just decided never to build the door on them. Like, it seemed like it was almost this like renovation that they did, but it was no door. It was like a big cubicle. You just walked into it.
That's crazy.
And I just hated doing those shootings, being like, how come there's no door? How come?
Were you the one that called it out? You guys are all sitting in the court and you're just like,
they just thought I was being smart. But I bet now there's a door on those rooms, but I've wanted to call back and be like, why did y'all make us do that? That is the most like,
yeah, it's, I mean, that's scary.
You know what we did more than anything? Tornado drills in Florida.
I think more North Florida, like the more north you go, but we never got them in South Florida.
Yeah, same with us.
We did a tornado
and earthquake.
We had to go out in the halls for a tornado, which I'm like, I feel like this is right open. And we had to get up against the walls and then get down. But I'm like, this is direct to blow us all away.
We would face the wall sitting down and hold our head and be in like a scrunched ball position.
Also, never understood why we would just go under our light-ass desks.
Oh, we used to do that one all the time.
Yeah. And it wasn't the heavy, it was a light one where a tornado would pick right up along
with
the kids.
The roof off of a school. And you think me?
With the little table.
We did that. We didn't do that for Tornado. We did that for like somebody's in the building.
Get under the desk.
Yeah, get under the desk. And or like we had to huddle into like big groups and be under the desk.
And like in the furthest corner away from the door.
Oh, yeah. And you know you're trying to be in like the most corner because you are not, mm-hmm. you do not want to be in the outskirts.
Be under the desk. I choose the teacher's desk.
Yeah.
That big tank.
Yeah, get under the desk. The desk is, it's cut out. You can see under, it's not like it had a front.
Yeah, most of them didn't make sense to us. I remember us questioning it too. We're just like, this dust just doesn't make, the fire drill made sense. We went straight out, right to the field. Yeah, that one made.
I remember they played a video for us, like of the front desk of like a man coming into the school with like a long black, like Matrix style
jacket.
They
did that?
With like shades on. And like the front desk lady be like, sir, you need to check in, sir. And they'd be like, Annette Griffin is in the building. Like they played this video out like it was a fucking laser tag intro.
Bro, that's
of what to do. And it was just so scarring seeing what an intruder would be like entering our school. It wasn't like a standard video that,
yeah,
like, of this could be any school. It was,
it's like a mini movie. The guy had like makeup and hair done.
who comes up with these ideas? You know what I mean? Like somebody says, yes, this is a good idea. Or remember the one with Kristen and the whole drunk driver
thing? Yeah.
Where they have a car flipped in the middle of the school and they're like, your friends have died.
Shattered dreams is what that was called.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wild.
Crazy.
I know you watched it, but did you watch the Quiet on Set?
Okay, is this the one about the Nickelodeon kids?
Yes.
I've been so on the fence about me watching it. The thing is, I'm so happy that it's out there and people are sharing these stories.
You know how crazy it was, right?
I've seen clips already.
It's so
I've had such a tough time like trying to watch it because the thing is, it's like, even though it was like really fucked up and it is messed up, just knowing that like your whole childhood was actually a really disturbing thing. Cause like, I like the memories I have about Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't.
I felt a little guilty. Like now I'm thinking of, even though we didn't know as kids, how are we supposed to know? But the fact that we enjoyed it so much and we didn't know what was happening makes me, it's like gut-wrenching.
We contributed to like Dan's success.
But like, how would we, it's not our fault, but like, I felt so guilty and so bad that like we were enjoying ourselves while they were going through something so disgusting and dark.
Yeah, that, like, oh, I didn't know it was that, I didn't know it was that disgusting and dark.
Now it makes me sick thinking of like, they interviewed a bunch of people, but all the stories that still haven't been told.
Oh yeah, no, there's probably so many people that do not want to.
Jeanette McCurdy talked about hush money. Yep. You offered hush money, like the people that took it, the people that, I don't know. It's so sad to think about. There's probably a million other stories.
Yeah.
And I just didn't even tap into it.
And I just want to like finish or like clarify my thought about why I've been hesitant about watching it. It's just, it's because, I don't, wait. Or maybe
it's a hard watch. It's not something that you're like,
it's really sad.
Yeah, it's like really
sad. You know what you're going into. I mean, we were not the kids on the show. We were not the victims of that. And those kids deserve justice. And I'm not saying like I was a victim to it, but because your childhood and your memories were so entrenched to it and you had such fun and fondness of it.
Yeah.
Having someone just pull the curtain back and showing you what was there
mm-hmm.
is so disturbing then on my end, like as a viewer to watch it. And I don't want those, already the memories are tainted where I know I can't watch like all that and think it's like all fun and games anymore.
And the reality is like, this is what that industry is. It's like Drew Barrymore, Shirley Temple, they all went through it.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's crazy. And it like comes down to the parents making decisions. Like there was people, I don't want to like
give anything away.
Yeah. I don't want to give anything away if you didn't see it. Cause there were times where Heath and I were like,
there was a few times where
episode
I was like,
cliffhanger.
Did it start all kind of with all that or was there?
Yeah.
That's where like,
that's where it was chronological. So it showed like 1990, what was happening in that year, the shows that were going on.
It went till now, 2021.
And then all the way caught up.
And they started with some kids that like got their first kind of big break. And they followed a couple storylines for sure. And storylines of people that we all like recognize.
Is it everything that Dan Schneider had his hands on or was like all of Nickelodeon? All
but you know what? Dan Schneider was still like, you know, everything, the way he was running everything, he should have been much more... Like he should have been much more responsible for like the kids' safety, but it wasn't even really him. It was the other staff.
Right.
That
the
were.
The people who were signing off
that
on
were
Dan
ten
and allowing,
times worth.
Oh, yeah. Let's put worse. A Amanda Bynes in a bikini in a hot tub and get another grown man
but
to
like,
sit
that was,
in there.
That
with
was
her.
Dan, though. But like, that Dan was, did a lot of like yeah. really messed
he
up things.
He inserted himself into scenes.
But there was other staff that were like.
Actually to, convicted yeah. of doing yeah. things
like
to the kids.
Evidence and proof. It's.
It is a really tough watch. I really do recommend it just so it's eye-opening for people to like, it's a, it really is a sick world when it
just
comes to like
just be very
children
careful, especially.
Yeah. I think it's eye-opening for people that like do want or have kids that do want to
be in showbiz. Yeah.
Showbiz, which, you know, yeah. is hard already, but that's a great watch just yeah. to kind of like,
even
out, know.
Even outside of show business, it's like it happens in the dance yeah. world. It happens. Like anytime you put your kids in something, be involved.
Be just be always there. Be there. Have an eye at all times.
Right. Because the handful of, there was a lot of people that were interviewed that their parents allowed it and they were like, okay, that's the system. Go do your thing. But then there's yeah. those handful of parents that were skeptical.
Yeah.
And then they got taken out of the picture. So the skeptical parents.
And made to feel like they were in the wrong for thinking yeah, something
they
was
They made
off.
Them feel like it was crazy. And they were like, that's Hollywood.
Which horrible. Still happens now.
Yeah.
They divide that line between the kid and the parent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is Dan Schneider still working and like no. producing things? He's no. been silent.
He's trying to make a comeback, think, they said.
Yeah.
Are they building a case against him for this? There, or is it just been, more exposing it?
There's, let's just say nobody's locked up right now.
One, and then when you find out that one person started that big show right after.
Dude,
that,
oh I my don't God, get it.
Killed
just,
me.
Just watch it.
Yeah.
Do you think if social media like existed then, they would have like, it would have been more recognized? Because the thing is, we were just shut up in our rooms like, oh, it's Nickelodeon, safe for the kids. You guys are fine
they
with what you're watching.
They actually talk about that a little
bit. And nobody could like, pause, rewind. You're like, what's yeah. this? This is yeah. weird. We need to share this.
Maybe,
it's
yeah.
crazy how just it was a, I don't know, the way things got passed around back then was so much slower.
Yeah.
And it was, people were blind to what was playing.
And there are some skeptics, but like you just, again, you just, they made you look like the weirdo. Like, are you questioning us at how we run the most successful business in the world? Yeah. We know what we're doing.
Ugh, it's just so disturbing. Just like you're so getting bad. Your kinks off of putting kids in weird situations publicly yeah. for everyone to see
yeah.
and thinking like you're subversively getting away with it.
It's crazy because they talk about how that they were doing it on purpose, like how Dan Schneider like named one of Amanda Bynes' characters Penelope Taint.
Oh my God.
But people thought it was Tate. Matt, we all thought it was Tate.
The amount of times things and clicked while you were watching it, because you every scene they show, you're like, your memory comes
you remember
back
it.
Watching it. And you're like, of course, like I said, we weren't supposed to know as kids. We're not going to know. But he planted those seeds just to like,
For the sake of getting like a sick kick, like and
the
he,
girls' room, putting a bunch of girls yeah. in the girl in the
it's
girls'
a lot of
bathroom,
naming
cameras
it,
up.
Yeah, naming like the, it's insane,
yeah,
and it shows like everything.
And when a couple of women in the industry like questioned it, he was like, "No, tainted. Her image is tainted."
No,
and
he told them, don't tell anybody
yes.
what it really means.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like he was telling them or like lying yeah. to lying to certain people about the last name, but it was actually the taint yeah. like on your
crazy.
Body.
Crazy.
Get him in court. Bring in the Dancing Lobsters.
Yeah.
Bring
everything, in the Dancing everything Lobsters. Everything was just it's
yeah.
sick.
But yeah, go watch. It's on Netflix. It's on actually on Max.
HBO,
on Max.
Yeah.
Max, yeah. We've been saying Netflix. It's on Max if you guys want to watch it. It just came out. Couple of days ago, and all four episodes is out. There's only four episodes, so you can watch it.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a parent, just be involved.
Yeah.
Question everything, whether they're playing soccer, whether they're on TV, like.
Pay also, attention. Like I get now, like no weird. Sleepovers. I get it.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
remember being so upset as a kid that I couldn't go sleep over a friend's house and being like, "What? I can't be with my friend."
Yeah,
it's
you,
the parents.
I
you don't know
who's never allowed to do sleepovers.
And it's also, who are they hanging out? Like, yeah, you may be best friends with the parents. You think the parents are fine. But the kids are hanging out in their neighborhood, going over to their
yep.
neighbor's house.
Yep.
Who like, are you that? Hanging out?
You have
out?
No idea. And I, like, looking back, just super thankful.
Just don't know who anybody is, yeah.
But no, I just remember I would have sleepovers at a friend's house, and his dad would come in and just, like, tickle us awake. Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-mm.
He would tickle us awake. And I always thought, well, my friend, it's his dad. He enjoys it. But, like, now looking back, I was, like, always like, that's just so weird. If I knew that my son was sleeping at your house and you're getting hopping in bed with him doing tickle matches,
no.
sorry, That's my son.
Like, what's going through his mind
right
in that very moment? Like, why does like, he feel the need to touch your that? Son and just tickle him? No. There's no reason.
No.
And he would, like, get up and he would, like, breathe heavily.
How
and
old
then we were
you?
Like, ha, ha, ha. Like, dude, 1997, like, 6, 7, 5. Yeah.
Really?
I'll remember that. And, like, but the thing is, it's like, I don't feel like it ever made me uncomfortable because I guess it was like, my dad tickles me. Like, but yeah. It was just weird. Why am I in a bed and why are we... This is how I'm waking up and I'm having a man who's not my father, like, get over me and tickle me.
It happened often?
Yeah, kind of often. And it's weird where I don't have any trauma from it, but looking back,
yeah.
Just realizing
he was probably right. Getting some kicks off of.
Because you're a kid, you have an innocent mind, you don't think that way, yeah. So you're just, like, going with the flow. But, yeah, looking back, it's like, that is so inappropriate.
And that's a sleepover situation where mm-hmm. you... And I never told my parents about it. And even if my parents did, I don't know. They'd be like, well, yeah, I don't know. That is just weird, though, now when, like, I do think yeah. about it. Because, like, I do believe, like, yeah, sleepovers are not good. They're very, very, very risky and why people don't do it. But then sometimes I'm like, I had great sleepovers when I was a kid. So yeah. I don't want to deprive my kids of that. But then I'm like, I don't know. It's so
on the Nickelodeon set, the way it started was exactly that situation. Like comfortable enough. Tickle monster and putting their arms around the kids and
massaging.
And then that's it progresses,
it gets worse and worse and worse, which is really scary.
And the parents that questioned it
were made to be like a villain.
I had a science teacher who would go around and like give massages to students. We're in seventh grade science
the
class.
The teacher was massaging?
He would go around, give massages to girls. He would also touch us guys, like give us pressure points and like try to like, you know, make you like quiver or be like,
Are there more of these type of people than we think?
I think yeah. there's a lot.
Wow.
It's yeah. just weird when you get older, you mm-hmm. start thinking about it. You're like,
you
that
start
was
seeing everything
weird.
For what it was and not knowing at the time.
Just my science teacher goes, you can't say sucks in my classroom. And we were all like, why not? He goes, because it's a sex act. He would say that to us as seventh graders. So then instantly.
Our kids are not going to Texas.
In all of our
my
minds.
My kids are going to school.
In
true,
all of our same. Minds. I'm in seventh grade. So now in my brain, in seventh grade science class, I'm thinking about sucking sexually. Because you want me to think of this.
Yeah.
You're putting
you could just been like, it's
heads.
A bad word.
Yeah.
If you really didn't want
say,
it.
Say, I don't want sucks in my classroom. Fine.
There have been teachers that have said that. Exactly that. They don't go past
yeah, you don't
that.
Need- God, I've always wanted to write an email just to that professor.
I'm going
to
write a letter.
He's also the one who grabbed me by my neck.
You should.
Against the wall.
You should.
And I accepted that because I'd rather not tell my... Because I didn't get sent to the principal's office. I didn't get a detention. So if my parents don't know, then I'm fine. I accepted that discipline.
Yep.
You know what was insane in the documentary? The person, the big story, people who were also in the documentary didn't even know the story. They were like, it was an actor on set and they were just finding out. Literally, nobody knew about this story until this documentary.
Until this documentary came out. You're going to watch it and there's a story that has never been out and that's the first time you're hearing it.
Oh.
They had no idea. It's
I just
crazy.
Feel so bad.
It makes me...
They did get a good group in there, but you kind of wish like... Like, I know Jeanette McCurdy said a lot for when her book came out. She went on a lot of podcasts and did interviews and stuff. I feel like there's so much more to Dan Schneider that's not even tapped into.
I know. I feel like a lot of actors, too, just want to move on with their life and they don't want to, like, come back to that.
That's true.
I mean, I could see that.
What's crazy is the people that wrote letters to the court, like, the judge.
Backing them up.
Supporting the predator.
Yeah, I bet they did not want those letters to come out. That was bad. Yeah. I was surprised when that many
big
were out.
Names.
And then the
Matt.
People re-coming back and being like, if I didn't know the full details, I would have never wrote that letter. It's a child.
Saying that the predator that committed these heinous acts must have been incredibly tempted to do it and put in a situation that they couldn't resist.
What?
I don't give a
huge names were they named everybody who wrote
in support
letters.
Of this guy.
Crazy. You're never gonna see people the same.
Oh yeah. Everybody's, I gotta watch it.
Everybody sucks.
It's crazy, man.
Well, just to lightly segue into something else.
Something a little lighter. Riley Strain.
Oh, this is also kind of dark. But Riley Strain, have you guys heard about this?
No.
And I guess the reason why I'm bringing up, sorry to move from one dark topic to another, but you know, when Gabby Petito was still missing, we talked about it and we were hopefully wanting her to be discovered.
And this also reminds me of like the Idaho. Remember the Idaho murders? Yes. I feel like it's like it's starting to pick up on TikTok just like that. It's like bringing me back to that.
And hopefully by us talking about it, maybe hopefully there will be some recovery of where he is or his body, just bringing peace and closure to this family. But this happened on March 8th, so like a week and a half ago from us recording this episode, down on Broadway Street in Nashville. 21-year-old student, 22-year-old student, Mizzou student, Riley Strain, was eating at I think George Strait's bar. Maybe it's another bar.
No, no, it was a country singer.
Garth Brooks?
Was it Garth? Luke Combs. Luke Combs' new bar that just opened up. He got kicked out.
He had only, at the bar, though, drank two beers and a water, but clearly had probably been drinking at other bars or in the night. He gets escorted out. His friend walks him out and as security guards. His friend doesn't go with him. So he walks down Broadway.
That's not a friend.
And he's clearly drunk. If you see the footage of him walking, I've been in that state before, and there's no reason that he should have been in that state by himself like that.
He falls at one point in the parking lot a few blocks down.
So he was walking with his buddy.
No, the buddy didn't even leave the bar. His buddy, though, was like talking to him and was probably like, are you going to get home okay? And he was probably like, yeah, I will. And he leaves. So he's just fully inebriated by himself walking down Broadway.
Okay.
Goes to the parking lot. He falls there. There's all of these clips of him trying to figure out where he was headed.
Maybe 3-4 clips where he can't walk straight. He's like leaning over to the wall. Like he is, there's just like no, when you're watching these four videos, you're like, okay, there's.
So a cop sees him, is like, a cop was just searching some cars and stuff and goes, how are you doing tonight? He's like, good. He's like, all right, good. Kid keeps walking past him. He walks over to where the river is in Nashville. I don't know the name of it, but that's the last area where they saw him. And they don't know, like, still where he is. But what's wild is down by the embankment of the river, almost, I feel like, a week later, couple days later, some girls live streaming on TikTok are down on the embankment going through all the trash. And the thing is like, it's kind of...
Oh, they're there for a reason to, like, help find
Yeah, these were just some girls, I think, who wanted to help out. They end up finding his bank card, his debit card, his credit card,
okay,
with Riley Strain on it. The name is on the back, and they're like, holy shit.
I'm sorry, why are two girls that are on TikTok finding this before police?
I think they just wanted to help out, and they were just live streaming anything that they were figuring out. I don't believe that they were part of the cops, but they were down there just wanting to help.
No, I understand that. Yeah. But why isn't any sort of authority down there looking for evidence? Like those two girls knew that was the last place that he was seen by the footage.
Like, how is it not recovered?
How
has
it not been
there?
Found beforehand?
Right. Resources, I guess, and people want to think, well, maybe he didn't even go in the river. Maybe he was picked up. Some people
believe that says a lot.
That right after the body cam footage, though, the cop then looks in the other direction, and they think that you can hear him, that there's a black car that's been following him, and they think that you can hear him talk to the car, and then that a door closes,
slam.
And then when the body cam turns around, he's no longer there. It's a very complicated video, and I'm like, I want to believe that, but it's like a bit of a guess.
Was it able to be tossed in from...
If it was tossed in, it's so steep. In this area of the embankment, covered in trash. Like, yeah. Beer cans, everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know, though, if there's stairs to get down to the river or what that happened. There's also been another situation where a woman who was working at a homeless shelter had a homeless man come in who was wearing the same shirt that Riley was wearing, but she didn't know about Riley missing until she put two and two together.
Oh, wow.
There's that whole thing where... They don't know. They've looked all up and down the river. What's weird is then another body was reported floating down the river a few days after while he was missing. And then they go and check that body and it's not him. It's a whole other body.
Gosh.
That's weird.
That's crazy.
But they can't find his body. Or he then got abducted.
Isn't that too much of a coincidence, them finding another body as they're trying to find Riley? And that's...
They haven't released, maybe there are more details about it now, but I know from 2 days ago when I checked that they weren't revealing details about the body. But it's a really scary situation. I just hope there gets some sense of closure. It's not looking good at the moment, but just the bank card, though. But they keep going up and down the river, and they haven't found anything.
Yeah, that's really sad.
You know, it's so sad when you see someone who's fully inebriated on a street, and, like, you walk by them. And, like, yeah. I think sometimes we all fall guilty or victim to this where you want to make sure this person's okay, but then at the same time, you don't know this person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you feel a little bit of like, and also you're going about your night, you have plans, and you don't know.
That's a tough situation when you're walking by somebody like that. Like me personally, if I walked by some, I don't know who he is, you know, like, yeah. I don't know how to help him without, because again, what if he does something to me? You just don't know.
Like, get the fuck off
me. Yeah. You just don't know. You just, cause you think about yourself too when you're walking by, like, oh, I don't want to bother this kid. I don't know what he's like, what he has on him or what he's up to.
Remember, we were out that one time and there was a guy, just a full grown man, but like completely obliterated and alone, no friends. And we stopped and we were just like,
we called him an Uber.
But didn't the ambulance come? Cause there's an ambulance outside of that.
Oh, he, you're talking about that guy night.
West Hollywood.
That night. There was the other night when I was with Thomas, where there was another guy who was like completely like blacked out, like fell into a bush. And we used his phone called him an Uber to take him back to his house.
Good.
Like we like used his Face ID and went to the Uber app. And called an Uber to like his home location.
I wonder, would an Uber even take somebody home like that? I
talked to the Uber. I was like, I don't know who this is. I just,
right.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry to put this on you. But we just can't let him.
Yeah.
And in the middle, like just the street like this.
Yeah. And an important lesson here too, because I feel like a lot of girls do this. A lot of girls tend to stay together. And if one girl is drunk, usually it's time to go home.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's just time to go home. And I know a lot of girls do this. Like whenever we go out.
It is not that important to stay out.
Yeah.
It's not that important.
And I feel like it's not very important in a guy's friend group to like really do that. And like this was just a clear example of that. Like that, just
have a better buddy system, guys. Get it together. Like, be seriously watching out for your friends.
That's the thing, when you get in that mindset and you don't want the party to end,
and
your buddy's got like just got kicked out, you're like, you shouldn't have been getting kicked out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay. And it's just like it does something to your mind where
it's a scariest thing when a friend goes missing and you don't know where they are. I had a buddy one time, I was down in Austin. He went to go tubing down in San Marcos with his college friends, but I didn't want to go tubing with him because I'm like, well, you're going to be with your buddies. You're going to be fine. And then I went and just hung out in Austin, did my thing during the summer. This is just one day. And then we agreed to meet back at his place at like in the evening to go out that night. And he never comes back. I call him. I look up everything. I can't find him.
Yeah.
I was freaked out. And then so I have to go on Facebook, and I don't know his college friends who he was meeting up with. And I have to do some investigative research on Facebook, reach out to them. Like, did you guys go tubing? He hasn't come back. He goes, he hasn't come back? And I'm like, no. And I was like, how did y'all leave? I go, well, he was pretty hammered and said he was going to walk back. And I'm like, walk back from downtown? I was like, we're all the way up on 51st. It's 50 fucking blocks. So then I had to bust out like the inmate because I was like,
yeah,
he got arrested. Sure enough, though, he got arrested because he was drunk walking back, didn't have his shoes, didn't have his shirt, was just only in his swimsuit walking all the way back.
Oh, wait, that's illegal to...
And he was inebriated, like he was hammered. Oh. And a cop was just like, what are you doing, bud? You're walking out with no shirt, no shoes, and you're just drunk out on the streets.
You know what? Honestly, in that situation, it's probably better that he got taken in by a cop and put in jail than...
But I remember
something
feeling
else
so
happening.
Guilty, but then I was like, but I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But it was a scary moment where I'm having to trace back with friends, trying to find...
That happens a lot, Matt.
Yeah.
You tend to go to the inmate
checker.
And you usually find them.
Because we had another one of those friends who we thought was getting home safely. We were at an after-hours thing.
That was scary. That was genuinely terrifying.
And she left with a guy.
Random couple guys that we've never seen and never...
And the thing is, we didn't know that she had driven there. She kind of lied to us and was like, no, I'm good. I'm going with them. And we were like, okay. She ended up getting in her car, tried to drive, and got pulled over on a highway.
Yeah.
And then, because that was scary, the next day, we were getting messages from this girl's family going, do you know where she is?
Yeah.
And we were like, no.
Immediately in our head was like, oh, she's kidnapped. Oh, like, gone.
Yeah. And then looked at the inmate tracker and... Sure enough, she had been booked.
And it's always the drunk person that hits another car and kills a family and nothing happens to them.
It's just, it's not cool. It's not
worth
funny.
It.
It's not worth it. Like, you're going to It's not only yourself, it's everybody around you. Exactly. Like, just don't be stupid. Mm. We're banning TikTok. We need to ban alcohol.
Ban alcohol.
It is crazy.
I just started dipping my toes in again. Damn it. Don't take it away from me.
Okay, everybody but Zane.
Thank you.
Let him have his moment back.
I came with interesting statistics. Here, look, I wanna educate the listeners on some things you can do.
To save your life?
To save your life, maybe.
I
want right?
to educate it.
Let's hear it.
I was a little blown away with it. It's just common sense. If someone breaks into your house at night, don't switch on the lights. You know your house better than they do.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
that's the first thing I would do. If somebody I thought was in my house, I would turn on all my lights because I need to see them.
Yeah.
But they don't know your house.
Damn, even
I
though,
love that.
But I just can't. I can't see. I literally cannot see Dang, in this house.
Still, you still want to know the layout?
I
want to
know. I don't know anywhere.
Heath puts on his night vision goggles.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Try me, bitch.
Yeah, he's like just a professional assassin.
It's like you are Silence of the Lambs. He's going up behind the intruder, just like setting traps.
Yeah, you see. Well, that was one that was like, oh, okay, that makes sense, I guess, because I wouldn't do that. This is another one where I was like, oh, I would have 100% gone with it because I want to survive. If someone comes at you with a weapon and tells you to go with them, do not. Yes. Never go to the second location. If you're going to die, die right there. Mm-hmm. So you're at a public place.
Because they're picking a spot purposely because yep. it's off the grid.
Which is such a scary situation to be in. Imagine you're in a situation like that where you're like, it's either I go with them and there's a chance I might survive or they'll shoot me right here. But you know that you might as well just get shot here because there's going to be some justice for you and they might actually find the person that killed. That's what a crazy situation
to
be in.
Don't go to the second location.
But it's hard to make up that decision right there on the spot. It's like, I don't want to die right now. It's crazy.
My mom
but
taught us that. Like with being kidnapped and stuff, she said, no matter if they say they're going to kill your whole family if you don't come with me, she goes, go ahead, do it.
Have you ever seen Mystic River?
No,
Sean Penn.
I see it all the time on my thing. But
one of the opening scenes, though, is like a bunch of kids were like playing out in the street, like in the streets of Boston, I think. And they're writing their names in like wet cement. And these guys pull up, look like they're detectives, older guys in their 60s. Like, what are you guys doing, huh? You guys write, we're taking you down to the station or which one of you did this, blah, blah, blah. And gets one kid and goes, you like. So the kid thinks that this is a cop.
Oh, wow.
And takes off with the kid, but it ends up being like an abductor. But like,
oh, wow.
That is crazy. That spooks me all the time.
They shouldn't do that in movies. That's going to give people ideas.
Yeah, right?
Ooh. Oh.
That's really wild.
That is wild.
That's you know who made that person? A sick person. Who's the director? Dan Schneider. The next one. This one I think is pretty well known, but I'll say it again. Carbon monoxide is odorless. Get a detector.
Yeah.
I feel like we are. But yeah. For everybody listening, carbon monoxide.
I always get freaked
odorless.
Out about Airbnbs where it's like, we don't have a carbon monoxide detector. I go, how is that not like a standard regulation?
I feel like it should be in every house. In every building, there should be one. Like, doesn't matter what it is. But yeah. Do not lay in the snow or walk home alone in the cold when you are far too drunk. I had a friend die from hypothermia and alcohol poisoning because she wanted to take a nap in the snow.
Yeah.
Oh, and you like kind of lose feeling.
You just, yeah,
you
especially
know
when you're
that
drunk.
You're that cold.
Yeah, yeah, you're just numb to
that
it. And you just
happened recently to this college girl. I just saw a story about that. She,
really?
It was basically like about all these people who live in areas where it's like colder and snows and they're going out to like bars and stuff in clothing to like, you know, they want to wear like a dress or something that they feel, you know, good in.
Yeah.
And they're going out without like proper attire to like stay warm. And she ended up freezing to death, I think, on her way walking home because she was just in a dress.
Iowa State University. Died of hypothermia.
Like walking home?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the middle of walking, like she didn't just like pass out from...
She was found unconscious at 9:49 a.m. So it must have just...
That's insane.
Yeah.
You should still attempt to dial 911 in an emergency if you have no bars of signal. There are protocols that allow your phone to bounce signals off any tower available, including military/first responder ones and towers not on your network in the event that you attempt to call 911.
Thank goodness. Wow.
Did not know that.
Can you imagine?
If I saw no signal, I would not even attempt it.
Really?
Yeah, because I would just see no signal. I feel like I'd be the worst in a horror
spend
movie.
Spend months and you realize that you could have.
I think they have the emergency thing. Like if you hold.
Don't do it.
I think you hit it 5 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it says SOS.
Yeah. I think that works at any location. You don't need service for that either.
Emergency SOS call.
Oh, that's good.
You hit
good.
Your home button. Is that the home button on the side?
I guess. It's like the,
It's an important
your side
button.
It's not the off button, that's for sure.
Yeah, the lock button.
All right, where are chemists at?
Right here.
All right.
Okay.
Said, don't mix bleach with anything but water.
It's mustard gas. Yeah. Right? Or you can create it. Yeah.
What's mustard gas?
It's just, it can either be like explosive.
It was
or
a weapon.
You can inhale
at one point.
It. You can like inhale it and it can like.
You
got to
be careful
lungs.
With bleach and ammonia.
Yeah, that's the
really
one
bad.
That if you mix it like and you inhale it, like people.
House cleaner here.
They do it like in their toilet bowls and it can genuinely create toxic gas.
That's insane.
You. Yeah. Very serious.
Okay. Don't pull a knife or anything else out of a puncture wound. The object may very well be keeping you from bleeding out. Only a medical professional should remove anything stuck in you.
That's
I feel like that was very well known too, but like, you know, just in case.
Yeah, but like if your adrenaline's going, some people probably
pull
would
it out.
Out.
Yeah. Ooh. Losing weight without trying could very well be cancer. So if you're losing a lot of weight and you don't know why, you haven't eaten any differently, go get checked. Baking soda will extinguish a fire, even grease and electrical fires. You should always keep a box of it nearby when you're cooking and grilling.
Yes.
Baking soda runs the world.
Yep.
If you have a question, the answer is baking soda.
It has a lot of benefits.
Probably cures cancer.
We should have the fire extinguisher just filled with baking powder.
It is like a white powder, right? Like a white thick fog.
Wait, look it up.
Water, carbon dioxide, dry chemical, wet chemical. Well, what's the dry
chemical?
That
doesn't
chemical?
Help. Solutions of water, and potassium acetate, potassium carbonate, potassium citrate. A lot of bananas in there.
Well,
or a combination of these.
I bet these ingredients are in baking soda.
Yeah.
Baking
or a banana cream pie.
Baking soda is the best for cleaning, brushing your teeth.
Ooh, this is for Heath. If you get lost in the wilderness, the best thing to do is to stay calm and stay put. Unless there is an immediate threat to your safety in the area, just sit down and wait for someone to come find you. Many people die or get seriously injured because they keep moving and search and rescue just cannot catch up to them.
Nice. Damn, I would struggle with that.
Me too.
Because I would be like,
sit
no,
still.
I think I know the way back.
Because you're just going to feel guilty and feel like hopeless if you're just sitting there like, let me just
you're
do
like, I probably
something
be
about
doing
it.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a good
man.
One.
That is a good one.
It's like that one guy who put his phone on the drone. Such a genius.
Oh.
He didn't have service, so he... dialed 911 and sent it up on his drone.
Brilliant.
And just kept it there? Just so they can like...
I guess to pin it.
If you can't find your kid in your house, don't search common places they would be. Search the most deadly places. Pools, freezers, washing machines, and dryers. Seconds count, and if they are hiding under the table for an extra minute, who cares?
Shit.
Oh, wow. That's a good one to
that
think
That is
about.
A really,
really
good one.
Really, good one.
Very good.
Because that is the last places I would check.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Freezers.
Yeah. Kids go in and close themselves in.
I would do that.
I would do that.
Too. I would hide in the dryer.
You've done that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like me and my siblings would be like... See if we can like close a door and fit inside.
Matt's gonna love this one. Orange to your thigh, blue to the sky when you need to use an EpiPen.
Oh,
I like that.
Orange to the thigh,
blue to the sky. So I think there's a pen. I think the way it looks.
Just demonstrate with your mic.
The way it looks, the blue is at the top.
Oh.
And the orange.
Like his mic.
That's right.
Yeah, just like it.
Oh yeah.
There's a needle on one end, though.
But some people can, like, get it confused.
Because you don't see the needle. I think it's kind of like a pen
it's a push
that
thing.
You push.
Yeah.
If you look further down it, you can see it. But to someone who it's, like, their first time using one of those, they might think it's, like, the other way. Because it looks like a button. And you think, oh, well, then that should go in that way.
I'm almost done. I got 4 more.
Okay. I love this.
Choking is silent. If they're coughing, they're not actually choking. If someone goes silent and starts pointing to their neck, start the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like children, if they're choking but they're crying, they're okay.
Yeah.
If they're completely silent, you take action.
What's that one plunger thing?
Oh, it's amazing. Everyone
I've heard,
should have.
I've seen it work.
So many
I've seen videos of it. It's crazy just like how fast it works.
Every house should have a fire extinguisher and one of those choking devices.
Yeah, it's like a suction thing where you...
Yeah, oh. It's like a plunger for their face.
Wow. Didn't that just happen to like...
Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore. Yeah. Yeah. He had to use it on his kid.
Yeah, they had it and they...
The kid was choking, but there was noise coming out. So he said he was like, he's making noise. He's okay. He's making noise. And they went and grabbed the device. But I think they didn't have to use it. But they did have it. Yeah.
Oh,
but
they didn't use it at that point?
No, because he was hitting making the back. Noise.
Oh.
So he was just hitting his back and he took action and he
Heimlich
saved him.
Maneuver, though, is always one of those ones where, like, I know it and I think I know how to do it, but, like, you want a refresh just to feel better about it.
Also, it's not something you can practice to be like, okay, I got it. I know how to do it. You get... The one time you get to do it is when you need to do it.
And why do I feel like just everybody's body is a little different? Like you have to do it in a different way because just the...
Yeah.
I don't know. Hmm. Like trying to get something out of me would be tough. Like I know. I've been there. My mom always taught me to count rows between your seat and the emergency exit. So if you can't see where you are going... You can feel where you are going. I'll never forget that. I think they're talking about like airplanes.
Oh, right. Or like if like you're in a just theater,
like,
I guess.
Keep an eye out because it could be like a red eye. And if like the plane goes down or just anything goes, usually the lights are out and you just cannot see anything. It helps to know how many seats back.
That's nice.
She's going to start movie theaters. She's going to start counting.
Yes,
you know
I
movie
am.
Theaters, like the exits that are right by on the sides of the screen?
Yeah.
Where do those go? Is it a hallway or do you go outside?
Usually it's outside because I've heard of people like sneaking to movie theaters through the back and it's from the outside.
Okay.
And they'll have their friends like open the exit.
I've just never opened that door to see where it goes.
Yeah, I think it's like just for emergencies. Like if anything happens, every theater has an exit right to the outside.
I wonder if we will save any lives from all of these.
Yeah, you know? Hopefully. All right, that's all I have.
All right.
I
did too.
Facts to help you survive.
Thank you, Zane.
And I hope you can use that one. I hope you actually don't ever have to use one of those, but just in case.
But in the off chance that you do, now you know what to do.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, hopefully we all learned something here today.
Very
informative.
If anybody has any other life hacks, comment below.
That's right, baby.
comment the heart emoji.
Comment the SOS emoji.
Yeah, and like this video and subscribe.
Thank you guys for watching as always. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. We also keep these cameras rolling after we cut the episode. And you get an extended cut, kind of feels like a bonus episode in itself.
We are also rolling.
That's
in these
right,
episodes.
Babe. So yeah, again, if you want to check that out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
You can check out these episodes audio form on all the podcast apps on Mondays. And then on Tuesdays, we post a video form of these on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right. All right. We're going to jump into the unwind. We'll see you guys.
Love you.
Ciao.
See ya. Peace.